We're joined by Jay McKinstry, head coach of the Pella High football team, following Thursday night's Class 4A championship game, 24-14, North Polk defeats Pella in Coach McKinstry's final game. Coach, what a ride this season has been. What are the emotions as we stand here on the field and you just spoke to your team for the final time?
You know, it's a sense of gratefulness and thankfulness. Win or lose tonight, Trevor, we wanted to win the game. We were hoping we could win. I wanted that so much for these guys. But it's a grateful and thankful heart. Look at what we got to do this season. It's just an incredible experience. And what these guys have done to get to the point we're at right now, incredible. And then it's just so thankful for all they've done and what they've put in and the way they've conducted themselves all season and put ourselves in position to win a game tonight. It didn't happen. North Polk's got a really good football team, Trevor. They were really good up front, and they got a lot of talented athletes. But I know it hurt for our guys, but they'll bounce back. They're great kids, and we didn't quit, though. We went all the way to the end, Trevor, and it's just it means a lot that they took it all the way to the end, because that's one of the most important things I want to hopefully try and do in the last 28 years here is have our kids never surrender, never quit.
Well, and on the field, you're down 14-0 at halftime and not really a whole lot going your way. But to your point, battled back, and you get Harry Mullins, another big play to spark, you know, that comeback attempt. Bailey gets the pick six. Just maybe expand upon a little bit the guys just fighting till the very end.
Well, they did what they've done all year. They made plays. They made plays when we had to, and, you know, they kept trying to make plays. But yeah, you give North Polk credit. You know, they're hard to stop. They are very physical and big up front, and they're a really good team. They were ranked number one for a reason, and you know you give them credit. But you're right, our kids just kept battling. We did it all year. We've been outmanned and outsized all year. I mean, it's not like this rocket science thing to look out there and go like, man, those other teams are big and fast and strong, but our guys just kept fighting. And you know, that's just a testament to them and to their families as far as what they you know, the type of young men that we get to coach here in Pella.
A lot of teary eyes after this game. But when it's all said and done, I assume that these guys will be able to look back and celebrate their accomplishments and not be sad that they lost their last game.
I hope so. I think so, too. You know, it's hard. It's like it's a mourning time right now. You know, it's just like it's just grieving a little bit. This is special with the seniors. This is what they've put their into for 4 years. And you know, some of them are never going to get put on the uniform again. And that's hard. I remember those days, Trevor. I remember back a long time ago. Doing that in high school and then doing it in college, and it was hard. And you know, it's, you know, because that was what the way it ended, and it was over. But you're right. I hope that, you know, you look back a year from now, and 2 years from now, and 3 years from now, they'll look back and think, wow, that really was a fun year. And they'll get together hopefully and hang out together a little bit, and they'll reminisce about some of the things that happened this season, many of the games that we won, the close ones, and the opportunity to get to play in the dome and play for the state title. And I'm sure that'll be a great memory for these kids.
This was not the expectation for most Pella fans when the season began. What does it mean to have been able to just exceed expectations in the way that you have and see these kids, you know, dreams come true?
You're right, Trevor. It's like, you know, you look at our schedule and the daunting schedule it was. We're replacing our whole O-line, our whole D-line, basically, and you're going like, we knew we'd have some good skilled people that could, you know, playmaker types, but you know, we had to replace so many people. And our schedule, the preseason rankings, I think 6 of the 9 were in the top 10. And you're going like, oh boy, you know, hopefully we can come through here and get some wins, and you know, hopefully we can at least get ourselves at least a shot to make the playoffs, and then let alone to do what our kids did. That is phenomenal. It's a testament to who they are and what they've done and their character and their work ethic and just finding ways to win. And you know, it just creates a grateful and thankful heart inside me.
You mentioned a few minutes ago you still remember when you hung it up from your high school and college playing days. Now you hang it up for your coaching days. This is it. Sure, it hasn't quite sunk in yet, but what does it mean to walk off the field for the final time tonight?
You're right. I'm sure it hasn't sunk in yet. I think it'll be probably a little ways down the road. We're like, wow, I'm not part of this football program anymore. I'm not the head coach. You know, I told the players when we bury the football and the coaches, you know, you ask yourself the question, you know, who do I belong? Where do I belong now? You know, what's my identity? And I know the right answer because I know where my faith is, but it's still what we do is we tend to, you know, it's what we've done for so long. It's hard not to at least so much a part of you that, every time I do look back though, and over the last, you know, whatever, 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, the little bit you look back, it's like, I'm going to go back to those two words again, Trevor, grateful and thankful. What a bunch of opportunities that I've got to have, and the other coaches, and we've got to have in this program. And, man, how could I ask for anything better? You know, God has blessed me incredibly, blessed our football program, and I'm so thankful to him, and he's been so good to us. And, you know, we didn't win tonight, but you know what? God's still good, and I'm so grateful and thankful for just the opportunities I've got to have and the people I got to be around. And, you know, like even hanging out with you, Trevor, and, you know, Randy, and, you know, Andrew, and just all, it's just been such a neat experience for me. And, you know, I'll look back and, you know, be so great. I'm so grateful for it.
I know you ask your kids when they leave the program to make sure they leave it in a better place than when they got here. You did that yourself in 30 years at Pella High, 28 as the head coach. What do you think the state of this program is as you turn it over to the new era?
Well, I hope I hope that it is in a better place. I hope it's in a really good place right now. It's in a state of where I believe that, you know, our kids buy into trust, love, commitment, belief, and faith. And I hope that will continue on. And because I think, you know, as Lou Holtz said, you're going to be successful. You may not win every game, but you're going to have a successful program in the relationships with your teammates, relationships with the coaches, relationships with the parents and the community and the people in the school. And if they can continue that, if that kids continue, I think they're going to be in great shape. And I really believe they are right now. And, you know, we had a tough last, you know, when we went to 4A, those first couple of years of 4A were hard and they were tough. And people are going like, oh, boy, you know, but look, you know, you got to be persevere. Be patient, and our kids have done a great job, and those teams are good. It's just that it was a big jump, and it's just schedules change, and he's got to get used to that and kind of learn how to prepare for that. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how the program keeps going, because I have great confidence and faith in the next person that it's going to go well, and it's going to be a program's going to be in good hands.
Final score in the championship game, North Polk 24, Pella 14. Coach, the first time you and I did this was Washington in 2001 in the season opener down in Washington. All these years later, to be standing on the turf at the Unidome, it has been the pleasure of a lifetime. Congratulations on all your success and best of luck in whatever's next in life for you.
Well, thank you, Trevor. And just so you remember, we won that game in Washington in 2001, too, the first game you're here. So, but yeah, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure and my honor to work with you, and to, like I said, to work with Randy and to work with Andrew and all the people at the radio station. It's just, you guys have, like I said before, you guys trying to make it the big time where we're at, and it's, our kids feel awfully cool about that and special, and you've done a great job for us. And I'm looking forward to a little bit of rest and see where the Lord leads us. And but I'm at the same time, I have a grateful heart. That's really all I can say.
Thanks so much. Jay McKinstry, head coach of the Pella High football team. I'm Trevor Castle for KNIA KRLS Sports.